International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from a magnificent, beautiful, awesome, what else can I say, Atlanta, Georgia. I am so grateful that you have joined me today from all over the world. And I can truly say that I believe that once you listen to this recording today, that your life will never be the same again. And as you often hear me say, one word, one revelation, one insight, one idea from God will change your life. So I want you to be open today. Just be open to the Spirit and expect to receive even prior to hearing the recording. Well, how are you doing? I hope that you're having a great day, and you know that is a choice that you make every single day, no matter what's going on. You can choose to what literally create your day. You can make a decision that once you wake up in the morning, you're going to decide. I remember one person said that as soon as they woke up every morning and they put their feet on the floor, they said out of their mouth, I win. And that is an awesome way to begin your day. Well, I hope that you're having a wonderful weekend. It is a beautiful fall weekend here in Atlanta. So much going on in this wonderful city this weekend. I am doing really well and just grateful to be with you again this week. So today I'm going to be doing a live call-in show, and I believe that you will hear something that's going to change your life. Let's see. Next week, I'm going to be teaching on love. I have a book. I realize that I don't teach a lot on love, and I'm going to be teaching on love and relationships because for many years, I would say about five years, I conducted relationship seminars, relationship support group, relationship 12-step group for couples and for singles. And I also taught other therapists in the city how to facilitate their groups. And so since I am the author of Attracting Genuine Love, I'm going to be talking to the single people, but also to the married people, so we can deal with the myths of love and relationships and really begin to attract love or know how to love and accept and embrace the relationship that we are in. So that's what I'm going to be doing next week. Also, of course, you know that you can go to my website for fillingyourpurpose.com, and there I have all kind of goodies for you. I often tell people, if you're not ready for coaching, get my Secrets of Success book. If you're interested in coaching, just go to my website. You've heard people on the air, but read the testimonies of people who have coached with me and look at their results. You can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And lastly, if this show is being a blessing to you, if it is nourishing your soul, if it is changing your life, if you wish and if you feel led to make a donation, you could go to my website, and I think the donation button is red. You can just click that donation button, and let me just say in advance, thank you. Well, I want to give you my tip of the week before I go to the live calls. And I was thinking about, what do I want to share today? And I think I want to talk a little bit about how you can change your life one thought at a time. You know, sometimes when we want things to change, we think it's just so massive. And I'm going to show you how to do that this week. So this is your tip for the week. This is one thing that you can begin to do in your life. So let me just make a statement. Conscious thought is the starting point of every new creation. Let me say that again. Conscious thought, that means that you think it on purpose, is the starting point of every new creation. So if you want to change something in your life, I tell people you don't think on the problem. You begin to consciously begin to think the new thought, which creates the new condition. Because all of you have heard me say that you impress your subconscious. Whatever you think, the subconscious will begin to bring to pass. Whatever you impress and tattoo on the subconscious, it will begin to what? Bring that to pass. So basically, you have an invisible world of thought. So kind of see yourself like divided in half, if you could see the, or draw a round circle and divide it in half. And one half is thought and the other half is the law of reflection or the world of reflection. And so what happens is your thought really reflect in your outer world or in your objective world just what you sent them out to be. And so in the world of thought, because we're talking about how your thought is the beginning of any new creation, so in the invisible world of thought, your thoughts create your conditions. Can you see that? In the thought world, your belief creates your consciousness. In the thought world, thoughts of abundance create wealth. In the thought world, whatever you picture on the inside creates the thing, etc. And so if you want to begin the creation of something different in your life, where does it begin? Everybody say thought. And so the example that I'm going to share with you is how you can begin to change your life this week, one thought at a time, because conscious thought is what? It's the starting point for every new creation. And so if you, let's just say you desire love in your life, or this could be money. One lady wrote me and said, you're always talking about money. Okay, let's talk about love. But the number one question that I get is money. So you can begin to change what you think about love. So let's just say you take 10 minutes every day. And you just begin to think and affirm. Hypothetically, you might say, I am open to love coming into my life. And you say it again, I am open to love coming into my life. Next, you might say, I will heal the wounded parts of my inner being to prepare and embrace love fully. And then you might say, it feels so great to be able to share my love with others. And lastly, you might say, God is no respecter of person. And if he orchestrated and brought together Jane and John, he would do the same for me. And so what am I doing? I'm consciously what? Thinking about the new creation, the new thing, the new idea, the new consciousness that I desire. I had one lady and she was unemployed. So she decided that during her waking hours, every hour on the hour, she would begin to think what she wanted. She said, Constance, I'm not working. So for 5 minutes, you know, every hour on the hour, she would just begin to think and affirm out loud what she desired. And so I would say that she did that, I guess, a total of about 1 hour a day. And so what was she doing? She was changing her life one thought at a time. And what I really want to inject here is that we're not taking a look at the problem. We're not trying to change the problem. We're simply what? Thinking on what we desire. It's kind of like walking into a room and you just turn the light on. So we're turning on the light. We're not trying to get rid of darkness. You know, we are just turning the light on, and the light, the enlightenment, the new words will create your new desire. And so we want our lives to begin to reflect what we desire. And you can do that. Just every day, choose a set time. Turn the television off. Choose a set time, 5 to 10 minutes. And what? Begin the change. Begin the creation of the new thing, the new demonstration that you desire in your life by changing one thought at a time. I would write down 10 things that I could begin to think about the thing that I desire. It might be love. It might be weight release. It might be a new home. It might be a new career. It might be a new car. It might be health. Whatever it is, since you can literally change your life one thought at a time, begin to do that intentionally as much as you can every single day, knowing that when you do, you are impressing and tattooing on your subconscious your new creation. And maybe not at first, but over time, and inevitably, you'll be creating that new desire, that new creation, and ultimately that new manifestation in your life. That was so great. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to be back live with callers asking me questions about whatever they want to. Okay, so I want you to stay tuned.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Come join us on Facebook for your daily dose of inspiration and action that reveals the secret within you. You can find us at facebook.com/Law of Attraction Radio Network. That's facebook.com/Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, as all of you know, today I am taking calls from people from all over the world. I really felt led to do that because I get so many emails and I answer those emails individually, but I said to myself, I'm going to start doing more live shows where I can help the person who's calling in, but also I want you to listen in to see how you can take the principles or maybe how you can be empathetic, sympathetic, or understand what the other person is feeling, and maybe take the information that is shared and use it yourself. So that's the gist of everything. And so I have my first caller on the line. Monica, how are you doing?
I am wonderful, Constance. How are you?
I'm good. You're calling from from what great city?
I'm calling from Ohio.
Ohio, Dayton.
Yes.
Okay, what is your question for me today?
Well, I wanted to share with you, first and foremost, thank you so much for allowing me to have this opportunity to share with you. Okay. I am generally a happy-go-lucky person, just happy for others and things of that nature. And here recently, I plan a lot of events at my job, health fair, our picnic and things of that nature, and they always go extremely well. Well, a few weeks ago, another coworker of mine planned an event, and it went extremely well. And because it did, I found myself having feelings of jealousy and feeling crushed. And I was really surprised that I felt those feelings, but they were there and they were real.
Well, you know, thank you for your honesty and vulnerability, because it's very rare that people really acknowledge, you know, that they're jealous. And so I just have a couple of questions for you. So do you normally volunteer to do these great events, or does your supervisor or director ask you to do them?
It's part of my requirements.
Okay.
But I enjoy doing them.
So you love putting together events and having people come together to really enjoy those?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
And so you said you felt crushed. That's an interesting word. Expound on that more so I can get a real feel for what you mean.
Sure. I secretly, I guess, and deep down inside, there was, I felt crushed that it went so well. So much so that inside I was feeling I had to muster up enough strength to say job well done. Mm-hmm. But inside it was not matching up with what I was feeling on the outside, and inside just did not match up.
Right.
Just to be as clear can be, I was jealous.
Right. And boy, that's real honesty. And I guess one of the first principles that come to my spirit is that you will not change what you will not acknowledge and confront. And so for listeners and for you, Monica, the fact that you made a decision, this is ugly. I don't like the way this feels. I didn't even think this was on the inside of me. I might even feel shame about even acknowledge it. But I know that if I don't deal with it now, it's going to rear its ugly head again, right? You know that's going to happen,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Right. And so I just have a couple of questions about your job. Have you had in the past, you've been having any difficulty with your performance?
No, not at all. I have a great relationship with the employees. Not so much with my performance. No.
Okay. What about with your boss? Has there been any, or previous boss, has there ever been any kind of tension or any kind of, you know, just maybe combative kind of relationship at work with your boss?
Oh, yes. Previously, that employee is no longer there, but I used to have an employee where it was just a lot of tension there. She has since moved on, but we definitely, we had our fair share of, I guess, just not gelling well together.
Okay. Do you normally get along well with people at work?
Yes. Yes, okay. Definitely.
Okay. So what I kind of get in the spirit for you, let me just make a couple of statements. You know, jealousy is just a symptom of something bigger or a bigger issue in your life. And so let's take a look at what's underneath that. Boy, the first thing that came to my mind is seeking approval from others. And we do that when we really don't feel great about who we are. So the first thing for me would be self-worth and self-esteem. And only you can really be honest about that. So what would you say, Monica, your self-worth and self-esteem is? And do you feel like that you're seeking approval from others? Because anytime you plan events and they say, oh, that was so good. That's the atta girl. That's the atta boy. Great job. And there's nothing wrong in receiving that. But when we need it so desperately, then that's where I believe the core of really our self-worth and self-esteem is really impacting our work environment. So what's the honest answer to that?
You are right. When you say that, it hits me to the core, because I know that there is a part of me that seeks that. I've done a lot of work in the past, but you're right. I just had an event here recently and I was seeking that approval from others, and I do. You are correct in that need for approval.
Okay, and tell me about that event. You had an event and you probably did an outstanding job, but you really needed to hear from somebody else how great it was.
I did. I
Okay.
did.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, anyone who's listening, self-worth and self-esteem, that's valuing, acknowledging, recognizing, and honoring who you are, is always at the core of jealousy. What it says is that who I am is not enough. Other people are better than me. I'm just telling you how you see it, that you don't really feel good about yourself. And so you do great things. You perform. You look for others to say, Monica, you are so awesome. And so one of the things that I want you to do is to continue doing more work in that, Monica. So when you do a great job, you don't really need anybody to tell you that. If they do, that's great. But on the inside, Monica really knows that who she is all of that and enough. So that's at the core of almost everything that most people deal with is self-worth, self-value, self-esteem, and seeking approval from others. So even outside of work, has that been a pattern for you seeking approval from others?
Not so much, it's more so at my place of employment.
Okay. And so how have you done the work on the inside around the whole self-worth, self-esteem? Are you degreed? Do you feel like you need to have a degree? I mean, a lot of that takes place in the workplace because I know a lot of promotions are based on degrees and certifications. Does that have anything to do with your self-worth at work? I got that out.
No, that's a good question. I'm not sure, Constance.
Okay.
I'm not sure on
Okay.
that.
But can you see how you still need to work on self-worth, self-esteem, etc.? So tell me some great things that you have done at work. Come on.
Oh my gosh, this is so hard for me.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
Well,
is it hard for you to acknowledge the great things you've done at work?
it is, and it's hard for me to see that within myself. People can tell me that, but it's hard for me to see that and to acknowledge that. And I,
Wow.
deep down inside, I guess I know I do a good job and I know I have these great relationships, but still it's hard for me to even muster up to say that, which is really interesting.
That's extremely interesting, and it was the spirit that had me to led me to ask you that question because you see, that's the root of what's happening for you because you cannot within your own self acknowledge and recognize and celebrate all of the good things that you do at work. I mean, if you could have heard your voice when I said, "Tell me the good things that you do at work," you're like, "Oh my God!" So tell me, so tell me some great things that you've done at work, great accomplishments. Number one.
Well, I received the Employee of the Quarter.
Wow.
I received the Front Door Award for providing excellence customer service to all of our employees. I'm able to, as far as the blood drive that I oversee, I'm able to always hit our goal by getting people to sign up for our blood drive. And again, just different events that we have, I'm able to bring together employees to be a part of the great events that we have. I cannot, wow.
Wow. So you just answered your own question that one of the main things that you need to do is to acknowledge, to recognize, and to celebrate the great things that Monica has done and will be doing. It's like an acceptance. It's like you accepting the nomination that Monica is powerful, that Monica is proficient, that Monica is
Constance.
an outstanding employer. You haven't accepted that nomination yet.
No, just you say that, it just is resonating within me to I just have to receive that. And it's like I know that, but just to hear you say that is just it's mind blowing, and it's just opening up it's just opening me up to receive that. And it's hard, I will admit, it is hard to receive that and to hear that.
Okay, why is that hard? Why is that hard? That's why I asked you, in other areas of your life, is it hard for you to receive and to embrace how great and how awesome and how powerful you are? And that doesn't mean that you are perfect, but it does mean that in this area, I'm really great. And I don't know if that came from childhood or where you were told that, you know, I had one lady where she was told that, you know, you shouldn't, that's prideful. You shouldn't just, you know, you should be humble. But humility is walking in all of the power that God created you to walk in. That's what humility is. And so, to look to other people, your coworkers, for that. And so really what you're doing is you're asking other people to give you what you're not giving to yourself.
But Constance, I think you're absolutely, I think though it's still, when you say childhood, and I've done a lot of work, but I think that does come from being the issues that I've dealt in the past. Sexual
okay.
abuse.
And sexual abuse.
So yes. Yes.
Thank you for your honesty. I can see that, because in sexual abuse, you don't have a voice. You can't be authentic and real. You have to hide. You have to hold things in. You can't really share what's going on with you. You almost kind of have to like sit in the corner and not really authentically walk in who you are. And so what we're doing today, you know, with this question is really giving you the okay to receive the nomination that you are powerful, that you are a great employee. We're giving you voice again for you to stand in that place of just being powerful. It always goes back to childhood. You know, it always goes back to childhood and self-worth and self-esteem and even not comparing yourself to others. Would you say you do that on your job? Not to compare yourself with others, but to really wholeheartedly to be able to celebrate with others. Celebrate. Wow, she's really smart. She did a better job than I did. Wow, because people always have sometimes better skills. They may be more talented. I have a friend. She is so organized. It like gets on my last nerve. But, you know, that's just her. That comes natural for her. But I have to work diligently to, you know, to be organized and to walk, you know, in that particular skill. And so would you say that you compare yourself to others?
It's not as bad, but yes, I definitely used to do that majorly, but it's not as bad. But yes, I still do compare myself to others, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. And so I would say comparing yourself to others, you know, not seeking approval. And while we know that it did come from childhood, because, you know, your parents are supposed to be the one to approve and accept you. And when you don't get approval and acceptance from your parents, and we know that our parents really did the best that they could, we're looking for that outside of ourselves.
Yeah.
As far as being smart, being pretty, being witty, being thin. I'm talking to women, and with men, making lots of money, being successful, but still looking for somebody to tell you that you're okay. And even when you do your spiritual work, you know, even allowing God to say, Monica, you know, you're my beloved. You don't have to do anything, Monica. I just love and accept you just the way you are. For you to know that God is a loving, supporting, giving spirit that loves and accepts you. I love that word, beloved. And so I want you to become more in touch with acknowledging and accepting the nomination of who you are. Because anytime you're jealous, and I'm talking to you and our audience out there, it really comes from a lack vibration, that who you are is not enough, that you cannot have what you want, you can't do what you want to do, etc. Other people can, but you can't. So it really comes from a place of a lack vibration versus an abundance vibration. Wow, my coworker, she did a great job, knowing that you can applaud her success, because there would be other opportunities for you to succeed and for you to shine and for you to have a really bright light. And really, jealousy is the fear of losing something. She's going to diminish my light. He or she would diminish who I am. But once you go inside, and you've heard me say all the time, Monica, that it's an inside job, I'm going to say to you, I want you to go more inside and go back and do some work around your childhood issues. And when you do work around that, it doesn't have to be negative. You could just go to a characteristics of a dysfunctional family and just look at some of the things and like, okay, this is check off one. This is one I need to work on, and et cetera. And it's not that you're judging yourself. You are observing. Observing means that you're just taking a look at it to acknowledge, but judging means that you're being critical of yourself. So I would suggest that you do that. I would suggest that anywhere on your job where you can increase and improve your skills, any certifications, any education, any online classes, that you do that. And I would really work on just that core issue of saying, Monica, who you are is enough.
Constance, when I hear you say that, it almost makes me want to cry.
Why?
Because to hear you say I am enough, it's like I know I should know that I'm enough, but I'm still working on knowing that.
Yeah. You are still working on it, because if you knew that you were enough, you would not need the approval or acceptance outside of yourself. You would receive that, but you would not be needy for it. And so who you are is enough. And so another thing I want you to do is take a piece of paper and just write down, you know, just all of the great things that you've accomplished at work. And just say, I put on this big fundraiser that raised $10,000 hypothetically. And then, Monica, great job. You know, receive that. Celebrate that. Do you celebrate the great things you do at work?
No, I don't.
Okay, why?
Again, because I'm quick to find the things that went wrong with events and not focus on the good things.
Right,
and
right. Let me give you just a little pointer here. And, you know, I want you to focus more on doing it in a spirit of excellence instead of a spirit of perfection. And that simply means you did the best you could with the knowledge that you had at the time. But next time when you put on this event, you may do things differently. There were a couple of things at my last conference that I said the next time I do that conference, I'll do a couple of things differently. But it wasn't judging, it was observing. Can you see the difference? Observing means to just take a look at it. Okay. And to lovingly take a look at it. But judging means you didn't do this, you should have did this. But when you observe, you can still celebrate.
So Constance, how were you able to really get to that point to just observe and not let that vibration resonate within you to judge? Because how were you able to?
Well, it for me, it was counseling and it was therapy and it was going in doing the work, because I was very critical of myself. I was very harsh and judgmental with myself. I never acknowledged that. I was extremely performance-based. So it was doing the work. It was taking a look at, you know, a lot of my dysfunctional behavior, like being a perfectionist, seeking the approval of others, and then taking that one thing, how can I stop seeking the approval of others by acknowledging who I am, by knowing who I am? And so I actually went in and did the work and practiced that. And the interesting thing is, as you begin to do the work, it changes your belief from the example that I just used, from judging to observing, from celebration rather than being critical of yourself. And so that would be a process. That's why I want to say to you, go back and do some work on, you know, characteristics of dysfunctional families and take a look at that, because in that you will find a lot of belief systems that you have carried with you in the workplace, and even not being worthy to acknowledge that Monica is doing a great job. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I do, and I will say, I know we need to wrap up here, but I've done a lot of work, and I, at my job, we offer EAP, so mm-hmm. we get free therapy, and I do that. I schedule that every other month, but in hearing you and listening to you, I really feel that I know, not that I feel, I know I have to get to this core again and not deal with some things that are, can be superficial. So really getting to the core of this feeling of unworthiness.
Right. And it's kind of like going to a general practitioner and a specialist. Whoever you're counseling with or coaching with, you know, just let them know that you want to really dig deep at the core of and deal with that whole core, not being good enough, self-esteem, self-worth, value, all of that. And obviously that person has the expertise to guide you in that direction. That would be one thing that I would really recommend that you do. So if you have that EAP on your job, please take advantage of that. Go and do that. And it doesn't have to take you long, because see, once you acknowledge, the Bible talks about how it takes the Holy Spirit to come in and heal those soulish areas. Those are soulish areas in your life around stuff that happened to you in childhood. And so if you don't hear that, you bring that into your adulthood life.
Yeah.
And so ask for that with your therapist, that you want to really focus in those areas, because if not, you'll be dealing with the general instead of the specific.
Yeah. And I know if coaching with you, you've helped me, but that was one area that I did not open or work with you on. But you have helped me in right. other sessions that we've had, and I thank you for that. But yeah, I understand that I do need to get to the core.
Well, the interesting thing is I worked with you but I didn't work with you in that deep of an area. It was just
exactly.
general, but
absolutely.
But I felt that you needed to go deeper.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We all do. We all do. And even me, with my coach, James Powers, I just had a session with him and he took me really deep. And there were some things that came up in my life that I have to address. So it's like peeling an onion. You know, you just peel one layer back, and then as you peel that back, something else comes up. And it doesn't mean it has to be laborious or negative. It can simply be, okay, God, thank you for opening this for me. The Bible talks about going from glory to glory, and that's how you should see this. I'm going higher and higher and higher, because indeed, if you don't deal with these things, it really holds you back. It holds you down. You can't really soar and be the awesome, powerful woman that God created you to be until you really deal with that soulish area. Your soul is your will, your memories, your past, anything that's ever happened to you, your past experiences, your emotions, your will, your decision making ability. That's the area that I feel really needs to be healed in the lives of people. So I would say go back to your EAP person, definitely. I would also say that dysfunctional family systems, take a look at that. Write down all of the great things that you have done on your job and begin to acknowledge that, and to really monitor yourself when you see yourself just like, wow, feeling like you need the approval of others. And I believe that would be a beginning point for you.
That's great. This is good, Constance.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the glory to glory to glory. That just really resonated with me.
Because
it really
that's
did.
God wants to take us from glory. And for my listeners, glory just means a higher level of living, a higher level of being. And so the Bible says we go from glory to glory to glory, or to abundance to abundance to abundance, or to love to love to, or to acceptance, acceptance, acceptance. But it's higher and higher and higher. And so that's what coaching and counseling does. And the fact that you emailed me and you said that that you would be open to share about the jealousy thing, and that was so awesome of you. And that just shows the depth of woman that you are to have the guts to really do that.
I'm receiving that.
Okay.
And I thank you for
You're
that.
You're so welcome. Let me pray of you. God, I pray over Monica. I pray over her soul. And I pray that as she goes in to do the work, let her know that the Spirit is right there to heal, to reveal, and take her to the next level of glory in her life, which will impact her work environment. And we're so grateful for that. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Monica.
Amen. Thank you, Constance. Love you.
I love you. I love you
and
too.
Thank you
You're so
much.
Welcome.
Well, it'll be really interesting to hear what our next caller has to say. And remember, I want you to listen and see what the Spirit is saying to you, you know, as I'm really coaching these people live. Alrighty. So our next caller is Robin. Hi, Robin. How you doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
Good. What great city are you calling from?
I am calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Beautiful city. I love it there. It's almost as beautiful as Atlanta. I love Charlotte. It's quite beautiful. So what is your question for me today?
I need some direction on how to pursue my life's purpose. I know and understand that coaching and training are where I want to be, but I'm not there yet.
Okay, so what are you doing now?
Now I'm a supervisor of an entertainment company, but I do hold a degree. My undergrad is in finance, and I have a master's degree in training and performance improvement.
Okay. Do you like your job? Are you bored with your job? Are you bored with life? Kind of give me some details about that part of you.
Okay. I am bored with my job. I'm performing well in it, but day to day, you know, it's not giving me what I need. And basically, I'm not able to interact with my staff as much as I would like to. That's you know, where my focus would prefer to be, but I'm in meetings and dealing with spreadsheets from day to day.
Okay. And so what about your life overall outside of work? Do you feel purposeful outside of work?
Outside of work, I'm married and no children yet. We would like to have some. We have a dog child.
I have one of those.
Exactly. beyond that, no, I'm not getting everything that I want. So I'm not totally fulfilled outside of work either. We're ready to, you know, move into a larger home and things like that. And we aren't there yet.
Okay. So you have a degree and you have 2 degrees, kind of like me.
Mm-hmm.
And so the second degree is in coaching and training. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. So have you used that degree at all?
I have.
What have you done?
Before I moved to Charlotte, I was a supervisor and trainer. So did a lot of corporate training, did a lot of corporate coaching. So it was within my day-to-day duties at that time. But beyond that, nothing more.
Okay. So when you were doing that corporate training and corporate coaching, you're like, aha, this is it. I love helping people.
Absolutely. Okay. It doesn't feel like I'm working.
Uh-huh. It feels great. And so tell me, what have you done to really attract that kind of opportunity to you, i.e. are you on LinkedIn, are your resumes posted online, etc.?
Yes, I am on LinkedIn. Resumes are posted sporadically online. I cannot tell you that I've been very purposeful in doing that and getting my name and my reach out there. So nothing more really beyond LinkedIn.
Okay. And so with LinkedIn, are you really utilizing LinkedIn? By that, I mean, are you reaching out to other people who are in corporate training, who are doing executive coaching in the corporate world? Are you reaching out to them?
Not.
Okay, because see, that's what LinkedIn is about. LinkedIn is a powerful forum and platform where you could reach out to somebody like me. Hey, Miss Constance, I really admire you, and I see you've been coaching and training for 25 years. Would love to have a 5-minute conversation with you, you know, just regarding your success. And successful people love that. And so that would be one thing that I would want you to do, not just have a presence on LinkedIn, but actually to reach out to people because you want to link with them. That's the purpose of it. Okay, so that's the one thing that you can do. Does your resume reflect corporate training?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Let's talk about fear a little bit before I give you some strategies. Are you fearful about moving into the field of corporate training, and why haven't you done so more purposefully?
Yeah, there is a bit of fear because I've been out of the loop for a while.
How long is a while?
For about 3 years now.
Okay.
So I've been out of the loop. I do, read blogs, online things, but I haven't applied my knowledge within that amount of time.
Okay. Reading blogs and researching, that's really good, but that's not action. That's information.
Right.
And so that's why I say, number one, I really want you to, let's just say 2 days a week, really get on LinkedIn, not just have a presence, but really connect with people. You know, send little short notes. Well, I really admire what you're doing. You know, they have coaching groups that meet together, etc. So I would want you to do that. I would also want you to post your resumes on, you know, Career Builders, Indeed, on all of the online websites so that you can have a powerful presence.
Okay.
And let me just talk a little bit about dissatisfaction. You know, I believe that your purpose is unfolding. And, you know, we've just been taught, Robin, that dissatisfaction is a bad thing. But and when it comes in our life, we just sort of ignore it or push it down. But I believe that it's God's way of nudging us and saying, hey, I want you to move out. I want you to move out of that comfortable place. So have you been feeling dissatisfaction?
Absolutely. I'm just not getting out what I'm putting in. So dissatisfaction is prevalent.
Okay, so that's the spirit pushing you, you know, saying, Robin, there's more on the inside of you. And this is what I tell people, that if you are not getting what you desire at work, you need to begin getting that outside of work, i.e. you need to start, example, you love training, develop a simple 1-hour training for women who are in shelters. Develop a 1-hour training for teenagers who you know, young ladies at 16, talking to them about how they can, you know, really enter college. I'm just using those two as examples. So, see, you've got to begin to take small baby steps. You can't wait till things happen in corporate America. Wherever you can plant seed, wherever you can begin to use that gift in just a small way, you need to begin to do that. Just me personally, I really received feeling more purposeful outside of my job when I was working for the school system. I certainly wasn't getting it there, but once a week I worked with women in the area of codependency and relationship. And man, when I did it, I was like, wow, I'm in my calling. And so I just began to give my gift and myself away and to serve others outside of my job.
Understood. Okay.
Okay. So tell me, what area are you kind of passionate about that you could begin to do that?
I am passionate about just helping people resolve issues. It doesn't have to be one specific issue. Just general problems. I seem to have success in helping my friends and family, you know, connect with the information that they need.
So let's just say you did something on conflict resolution. You see, something very generic and simple where you could teach people how to resolve conflict, how to deal with conflict, the stages of conflict, et cetera.
Okay.
I mean, let's start doing that. How about contacting small businesses and, you know, offering your services to be a pro bono speaker for lunch, or pro bono speaker for women's networking groups, or for in your area of expertise, offering your services, etc. And so in that way, you are really honing your gift. You're really using your gift outside of work.
Okay.
So you're going to be doing two things. You're going to be diligently, because if you want something, Robin, you have to pursue it with diligently, you know, just seeing on the internet, online, what, you know, connecting with people, connecting with businesses, sending out your resume, et cetera. But then on the outside, you're going to be serving and giving. And it's so interesting. As you serve and give, you never know who you're going to run into. Many times I would volunteer and give my services, and I remember there was one lady sitting in the audience, and she was the first person who got me on television 20 years
ago.
I had no idea. You never know who's sitting in the audience. And I mean, it was pro bono. It was late at night. I mean, it looked like, how many people were even in there? Maybe 20, because I was the last speaker. Everybody had left. But what I determined was I was going to really serve as unto God. That meant that I was going to prepare for 20 like I would 20,000. My handout was just in the spirit of excellence. Everything I did, I prepared like it was for thousands. So therefore, when it was time for me to stand in front of thousands, I had already practiced. So these are taking small baby steps. So does that seem easier for you to move in, to kind of gradually begin to take small baby steps toward that?
Absolutely, it does, and it is helping me focus on what I want to be focused on, rather than wondering how it will get there. So this will work for me, yes.
Yeah, and so instead of being, are you an analytical person?
Absolutely.
Oh, I just love all my analytical people. They just try to control every facet of their destiny.
Yeah.
And so instead of trying to control that, which the root of that is fear, you can't control your destiny. Your destiny unfolds. And I believe that it unfolds as you move. You've heard me say that I started working in the nursery, and I'm like, oh, God, that's not it. Working with children, that's not it. So as I moved, as I served, my destiny really unfolded, and then I'm like, aha, I really love it. I'm really passionate about this. So, you know, trust the spirit, trust God enough to know that as you move, I always go back to what my mentor, James E. Power, said. He said, as you go down, you're not going to have the full vision, but as you go down the street, once you get to the end of the street, the spirit will say, turn right.
Yeah.
But had you never gone down the street, can you see that? Had you never gone down the street, you know, it would have not unfolded. And even Jack Canfield on the movie The Secret, he was sharing how you can see the first 150 yards if you're driving a car. And then you'll see the next 150 yards as you just keep moving forward.
Yes.
So instead of reading blogs and reading online, we're going to take this small baby step action.
Yes, I'm committing to it, so I'm going to do it.
Okay, because if not, you're going to be focused in on what you don't have.
Right, which is where I am now.
Okay, how's that been working for you?
Mm-hmm. Not good at all.
and we know what the law of attraction says, which focus in on, put your emotions on, put your feelings on only what you desire. So if you're focusing on, oh my God, I hate my job, I'm not using my gift, you're going to get more of that. But the more you begin to, outside of work, begin to do these small projects, they don't have to be overwhelming. You just never know how the spirit will be there orchestrating and opening opportunities and doors for you.
Understood.
Okay. Any other questions? Ask me anything. What about within your company? Are there opportunities within the company where you're currently working?
No, because the company is so small that each segment pretty much handles, their own training. So that is the first, place that I went, but it's a no-go because the company is so small. And, in my position, I supervise several people, but those opportunities are not there, in the capacity that I wish that they were.
Okay. Have you ever offered any free training, for example, just going in with something creative to the CEO around how to stay motivated for the entire staff? What about that approach?
I have not taken that approach. That's a good idea.
Okay. So try that. Something that would, where you could motivate, hey, let me give a 30-minute speech to, how many employees do you have? How many employees are we?
I've got 7, but in the department, there are about 45.
Okay. Let's just say you offered a 30-minute motivational piece for 45 employees.
Okay.
I mean, just make it free, something very generic, how to stay motivated and productive at work, or how to balance work and home, something like that. I'm sure every CEO would love to have that, because the bottom line is productivity and money. So if you could share that gift where you are.
All right. I will do that as well.
Okay. Any other questions?
That's it for now, because I don't want to take on too much.
Okay. All right. And that's a great point. These are all small baby steps so that you won't feel overwhelmed. And I want you to stay in contact with me via email and just let me know exactly how things are unfolding for you. And for my listeners, I just love what Robin said. You know, she doesn't want to be overwhelmed, and it doesn't have to be overwhelming, especially when you choose to take small baby steps. Every day, I'm going to put my focus on seeing how I can speak outside of my company. Every day or 2 days a week for 1 hour, I'm going to go online with LinkedIn. Can you see that?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. I can incorporate that.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for your call. And for all of you who are listening, remember to email me at Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com if you would like to be coached live. And, of course, my website is FulfillingYourPurpose.com. And as I say every Sunday, God loves you. I love you. And remember this, and don't forget it, the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com or send Constance an email at Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com.